Kiddushin Yerushalmi, Kosvein to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amar Beis, and right in the middle of the page, with the word V'koine Es Atzma Beget. V'koine Es Atzma Beget, the Mishnah taught that she can acquire herself back through receiving a get. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perkhof Dalad, in Pasuk Aleph, the Kosov Lasse V'krisis V'goime, and he wrote for her a book of cutting off, a severance document. And then it says, and she went, she was with another husband. We learn from here that a document can give her divorce. And the Mishnah continued, of Mrs. Abal, or through the death of the husband. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk also says over there, Oy ki yamas ha'isha achroin, or if the latter husband shall die. Ask the Gemara, Ad kodoy misasa shel achroin, misasa shel rishon. This only teaches about the death of the latter husband. What about the death of the first husband? And the Gemara brings a source, Ma ima achroin she'ine tiroi heter meruba at oime misa materis, rishon she'tiro heter meruba eno din she'teha misa materis. If for the latter husband, whose release is not widespread because she doesn't also become permitted to her ex-husband, but nevertheless the death permits her, then the first husband, whose release is widespread as she can now marry anyone, that should certainly permit her. And now the Gemara brings Rav Chuna with an alternative source for death. Amr Rav Chuna, Kraya Amar, Shamisa Materes. Rav Chuna says, we have a pasuk that says that death will permit her. Dichsiv, as it says in Dvorim, in Perk Chof Hei, in Pasuk Hei, Ki Yoshu Achem Yachdov, Umeis Echad Mehem, Uvein Ein Lo, Haime Yeshloi, Ben Misa Materes. When two brothers will exist together and one of them dies, and he has no child, his wife will have to perform Yibam with his brother. But we learn from here that if he had a child, his death will permit his wife to marry somebody else. And now, third source for this din, Am Reb Yosi Brebun, Im Oime At She'im Misa Materes, Minan Anem Mashkechin Almona Lekoyen Godol, Gusha V'chalutza Lekoyen Hedjet. If it would be that death would not permit a woman to be remarried, why would the Torah need to forbid the cases of a widow marrying a Kohen Godol and a divorcee or a chalutza marrying a regular Kohen? And Rabbi Yochanan Bamaye Tipate Beyavama. Rabbi Yochanan Bamaye answered, no, we could explain, perhaps the Torah would only permit Yibam after death, but otherwise death would not permit her to marry anyone.